Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of the Tech Ed Countdown Show. We are now at episode number 9.
T-minus 11 weeks to go.
Episode 9 on Channel 9.
You got it's. This is, numerologists around the world are having conniption fits because of just how these numbers are starting to go in sync.
We've been here 9 times.
9.
Ferris
Nine
Bueller.
Times.
Yeah, my little Ferris Bueller love. So this episode of the Countdown Show, first of all, we do want to kind of cover off Brad Anderson is going to do the Reddits. He's going to be doing a Ask Me Anything or an AMA on the Reddits.
That's going to be taking place on Thursday, the 27th of February.
At 11 a.m. Pacific time.
PST.
Yes.
Very cool stuff that's otherwise known as @InTheCloudMSFT, in case you don't know his Twitter account. And I'm looking forward to that, man. I mean, it's kind of tech ed related. And it's just simply a matter of getting closer and available to be able to answer questions on a more direct basis. And I love AMAs. They're great.
Absolutely. So Brad's going to be covering all sorts of things. He'll answer your questions as it relates to tech ed, answer your questions as it relates to the cloud, and other fun things, because Brad, as you know, is a really, really cool guy. And so I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure you follow, you can follow his Twitter, which, as Rick mentioned, is @InTheCloudMSFT.
Yep.
You can also follow the Tech Ed North America Twitter. And of course, Rick and I will also publish the link to the AMA when it's available.
We probably won't be in the room. I don't know if they let us in the room,
probably
but
not.
We'll definitely be in the forums at the same time.
Absolutely.
Doing stuff. So it'll be fun.
Second thing, speaking of forums.
Yes. Oh, good segue.
Yes. You like that?
It's very good.
I'm professional now.
I can't stop laughing. You said professional and Joey Snow in the same sentence.
I'm standing next to you, buddy. I'm standing next to you.
In the Channel 9 forums, we're going to try to do this on a more regular basis, maybe even have a little special segment of the show each time. We're going to be checking in the forums for new things to talk about, new things that came up. This one came up, which is the dress code and what to wear, which is, you know, you're asking... Well, I would take Joey's advice over my advice, let's just say. He is definitely much more fashion forward and much more knowledgeable in this area. What to wear when you attend Tech Ed. So what would you say?
Okay, so first of all, Houston in general is a very, very casual place, right? So I like to call Houston dress code for men golf course attire.
Or conference casual, perhaps.
Or conference casual.
Business casual.
It's basically if you... 98-ish% of the restaurants and places that you'll go to. If you're in a polo shirt, some khakis, some nice shoes, I mean, just no trainers, right? No athletic shoes kind of a thing. You're going to be completely fine. Now, if you wanted to have one of those, and if you'll remember back to some of our previous episodes, an expense account dining experience.
Fine dining.
There may be a couple places that you'll need a jacket and a button-down shirt, but for the most part, you should be just fine. You know, polo and some slacks for most of the stuff. Now, at the conference itself, on site, because Houston is probably going to be hot and humid even in May, because that's just Houston. It's going to be hot and humid outside,
freezing cold on the inside.
So, what do you wear at the event itself?
Bring layers.
Layers.
This is a Canadian thing. I don't know, because it's, you know, you're actually almost wearing layers right now today.
But
basically, I always make sure that I have, as my good friend Simon May likes to say, a jumper. He's from the UK. I call it a sweatshirt. I call it a hoodie. I call it something else I can bring just in case I get a little bit of a chill. That goes inside my bag, or that goes over my shoulder or something like that if I'm not wearing it. To go over top of my dress shirt that I have on, or my, I've got to wear sort of, you know, normal...
Right.
Collared type stuff because I'm on camera and stuff like that. But I will normally wear some kind of a layer with it. You know, shorts?
Yeah, shorts are fine. No manprees.
Yes.
No manprees. We have a strict
Do we have a definition of what a manpree is?
It's basically like a woman's capri pants.
They're
not shorts. They're not pants.
You know what? I think we might need to do some research and see if we get a picture of what a manpree looks like. Because they're not appropriate.
It's
in there.
I mean, it's fine. You can wear them. It's an inside running joke that we've had for the last few years on the Countdown Show. I just always say no manprees. But the reality is a lot of folks don't pack a lot. There's some people, and you can read through this thread on the forum, they don't actually bring a lot of clothes. What they do, bring is pants and socks and shirts, because they're going to go get a whole ton of those t-shirts that are given away out on the show floor.
Right.
And that's what they wear throughout the week. But again, I'm one that always tends to have something a little bit nicer, a little bit dressier, in case you want to go out and enjoy all of the cool things that the nightlife that Houston has to offer.
I was going to suggest that maybe we should also suggest that we also stay away from the jeggings and meggings.
Yeah, please no jeggings.
Definitely no meggings.
No meggings. we're adding rules to the dress code as we speak. But the reality is on the conference, at the conference, comfortable shoes is the first priority, because you are going to be walking a lot, even though the Houston Convention Center isn't quite as large as some of the others that we've been to, but you will be doing a ton of walking.
Up and down the stairs. Wear your Fitbits for those step trackers, because you'll be going up and down stairs.
Exactly. And then the second thing, as Rick mentioned, layers. Have a sweatshirt, have a light jacket with you at all times. That's pretty much it. There is no formal dress code in the conference itself.
I will mention one more thing, though, when it comes to appropriate attire, potentially with where you're going, is watch out for hats. As a hat guy, I didn't know this.
When you go out at night.
So the good thing is I am able to take off Rick's Tilly hat and stow it as required when I go out at nighttime. But there's lots of places you can go and still get away with having a hat on. But I wasn't aware of this before I started coming to conferences.
Some places have a strict code things, on no hats.
No hats. Yep, no ball no caps, hats. Nothing. No, yep. No bandanas or anything else like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. No trainers. Those kind of things. Yes. Absolutely. So that is what to wear, or in some cases, what not to wear, as us fashion-forward geeky guys get. The next segment on today's countdown show, let's talk a little bit about pre-cons.
Right.
This also came up in the forums. I believe it was in the forums, maybe it was on the Twitters. I was asked, hey, Joey, what happens if I want to sign up for a pre-con after I've already registered? Can I do that? The answer to that is...
You can register for pre-con at time of registration, or you can register for pre-con after the fact by simply revisiting the MS Tech Ed registration page and then adding on a pre-con.
Now, in previous countdown shows, we've talked a little bit about what the pre-cons are.
Right, I've got a list up there. You guys saw it a little while ago there.
Absolutely. They're a paid session, so you pay in addition to. They're held on the Sunday before.
Sunday before, and they are not recorded. You cannot see these online because they are exclusive to you attending Tech Ed. So you will not see this content anywhere else, and it will not be available online after the event.
And you'll see here, we've got some powerhouse speakers here. You just noticed that the first one, Hassan and Paula and Marcus doing the hacking workshop. That is fantastic stuff. There's some stuff on emerging technologies. We talk about DevOps. You've got DevOps from two perspectives here.
Interesting.
One from the developer perspective, and then you've got one from the IT pro perspective.
So you got PRCO2 from the developer perspective, and you got the PRCO5, which is from the IT professionals side of the house.
Right.
So very cool for the
And for those of you guys developers who are concerned about the content here, and I've read this on the forums, is there good developer content and stuff? There's a fantastic pre-con I want to call out. My teammate, Robert Green, is doing one. It's PRCO4.
Modernizing WPF line of business applications.
Yes, this is essentially an enterprise version of the Windows Store apps, and building those kinds of things. So that's, you know, obviously about modernizing the applications that you're building in-house. This is a fantastic session to go in and check out, among others. I mean, we've got, I saw John Craddock up on the list as well, doing some stuff on consumerization. The Azure Pack, lots of good technology there. There's a lot of great pre-con sessions. I encourage you, sign up for one.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've already registered, no problem. You can go ahead and add that pre-con session, but I highly encourage you attending those pre-con sessions. A ton of valuable information. You will fill your brain in that first day. So get signed up for those in addition to getting registered. You gotta get registered, folks.
We were discussing numbers. It's filling up, guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're 11 weeks out, T-minus 11. It's filling up.
MSTechEd.com is where you would go to register. Now, of course, this show wouldn't be anything without your input and feedback. As you can see, we're covering forum posts and your questions. So make sure you visit the forums, the TechEd forums, on channel9.msdn.com/forums. Choose TechEd North America. Always, of course, able to comment on the video here. Yep.
And obviously, we also follow the good old hashtag of MSTechEd as well online, or you can directly message TechEd North America with @TechEd_NA.
Yes.
I do believe. And then obviously, Joey and I are available too if you want. Rickster CDN is mine.
And I'm @JoeySnow. So make sure that you follow us on Twitter. We're actually going to have the link for the AMA. So that's one reason if you want to follow us, we'll give that link out as well. We had a ton of stuff today.
I thought this was a small show. This
exactly.
was not a small show.
Not a small show at all.
No, but thank you very much for coming around for this one here. We'll be back next week because we are now on a weekly cadence, and we will see you next time.
Next time.